Hey, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 6 of Phoneboy Speaks. I've heard a lot of comparisons between app.net and Twitter, and having been an early user of Twitter and app.net, of course, I have some opinions and all of that. What I can say is that in the early days of Twitter, I joined probably a week after it opened, so I'm a very early user, and in those days, I didn't know too many people on the service. I mean, I followed a couple of my friends, and they made introductions, but I didn't have, to get to the point where it was useful, I had to make friends, and that meant doing a lot of the stuff that I had to do in app.net in the early days, which is look at the global stream, see what people are talking about, respond. People will respond back, and you make friends. And that's pretty much what I did on app.net. And I've also done it on a number of other social networks that have come and gone over the years. So I'm no stranger to starting social networks. But I think what app.net has that Twitter didn't have in the early days, there's essentially two things. Number one is that there's a whole bunch of developers that have API access, of course, which Twitter didn't have an API in the early days. And that was primarily because the only way you could access Twitter was via their website or using SMS. And by the way, a lot of the limits that are in Twitter, for example, the 140-character tweet length, and also the 15-character usernames, well, those are constructs that are kind of enforced by SMS, which has a 160-character limit. So for those who didn't know, that's where that limit came from. And so, but the other thing that app.net has that no other social networks have at this point is a financial incentive. Everybody that's participating in app.net is paying, right? So I put in $36 to join for a year. Other people paid $50. Developers paid $100. And so, we all want to get value for our money. And so I think we're taking extra care to ensure that new participants, as they join, that they feel welcome and that we'll continue to continue to participate in app.net. And I think, I've built a number of communities over the years. Usage begets usage. And so if people feel like they're going to get some value out of app.net, then they're going to continue to join, and they're going to get their friends to join, and so on. And I don't care if app.net grows I know it's not going to be Twitter overnight, because the money thing does keep certain people out of it. But, I think that's, one sort of key difference, right, is that app.net, at least at its current pricing, is not going to shock the world, overnight. There is this concept that right now app.net is Twitter with less people and better developers, but I don't think that's a fair characterization, to be quite honest, but in some cases it's true. And I think app.net has a future beyond looking like Twitter. The clients that are out there are very much right now looking like Twitter clients, but who knows what the API is going to look like in 6 months or a year. Who knows what the clients are going to be. And yeah, they're going to say right now they all look like Twitter clients, but I suspect over time that will change as the capabilities of the API change and as the developers come up with new and interesting ways to use the API. And, again, I think app.net has a bright future, and I think it will over time be a force to be reckoned with. But is it going to, fully replace Twitter or Facebook or one of these other social networks? No, it's not going to. I don't think that's going to do. But I enjoy, app.net for what it is right now. And, but I also don't think it's going to necessarily remain as friendly as it is now. Because as networks grow, I mean, people are friendly with the people they were originally friendly with, but trying to grow people that you have conversations with, it's harder. Maybe app.net will make that easier in other ways, but I don't know for sure. Anyway, that's my thoughts. And you can send me your feedback at Phoneboy on Twitter or app.net, or you can find me on Facebook or Google+. I'm pretty easy to find. In any case, this is Phoneboy signing off.